Harastu Malik, International Public Health with an emphasis in pre-med.
Okay. Paris may not have been born in America, or be crazy about apple pie, or play baseball, or... Wait a minute. You call yourself an American, Paris?
No, I call myself Paris. And what makes you more American than me?
She had a point, so I panicked and did some pointing of my own to the sky behind her. What's that? I started to move for the door, but she wasn't falling for it.
Never mind.
She looked at me squarely.
You're about as American as they come.
She was on to me, and I was only digging myself deeper. Just because Kurt Cobain said to come as you are doesn't mean that you could fancy whatever kind of pie you please, Paris.
Max, what are you on? Lithium?
I wasn't, but might as well have been. My nationalism had never developed, and Paris showed me that Oaxaca was no place to start. Paris is not part of the Wu-Tang Clan like the PZA, but she wishes she was. Cash rules everything around her, and all she wants is a piece of the action. I knew that would prove difficult. Paris, the Wu already has a PZA, so who would you be? No, it couldn't work. But, like all aspiring members of the Wu-Tang Clan, myself included, Paris was determined.
I don't have to go the Jizza and the Dizza route with my name. I was thinking Sparkalicious B, or Too Crude, or Cat Papa.
I was far from convinced. Paris, it ain't easy life. You gotta be able to rhyme Socrates with philosophies and hypotheses at the start of a song and the drop of a hat. Can you do that?
Drop my hat?
This is what I mean, Paris. You're more pet smart than street smart.
What do you mean?
Well, okay. Can you tell me what time it is in the street right now? She perked up.
Yeah, it's 4:30.
Sparkalicious P may have a tight name, but she isn't made for the rap game, I fear.
But you're also afraid of butterflies, Max.
So? Who is it?
The PZA for one, because she's hard like a criminal.
Paris, don't quote Method Man, and don't rub it in my face that I'm not as hard as the PZA, okay?
Hey, Max, what's that behind you?
What is it?
A butterfly.
Ah! I raced away screaming harder than most would have. Paris once told me that her name sounds like a French city.
It doesn't matter to me.
She looked this person back into their eyes.
That you can turn water into wine or make an Eiffel Tower come out of a rabbit's hat. I know what my name is, but you're right. It does sound like Marseille.
She tells me that her favorite flower is a fern. That's not a flower, Paris.
Who are you? The secret police of vegetation?
No, it's just not...
Here's a secret for you, Max. Take your knowledge of petals and pollen and subtlety and go sell it to the government!
I felt wrong. Just because my favorite flower wasn't a fern didn't make me a crook. Paris wasn't having it.
Oh, so you're not a crook? I bet next you're gonna tell me that you didn't vote for Nixon.
That was before I was alive.
A likable story.
Do you mean a likely story?
Shut your mouth, tricky dick.
I walked away crushed. Paris's interests range from medicine to language to cooking. They lay all over the place, but she has never driven that range of interest to embrace golfing.
I just haven't been able to find any outfits goofy enough to start up the habit.
That's a stereotype, Paris.
You're dead wrong, Max. If anything, the stereotype is that women can find anything while shopping.
Well, at least I wasn't dead meat. Paris is not in the habit of developing habits. She doesn't even develop her pictures.
They belong in the camera!
The habits that do court Paris do it out of necessity more than anything.
I breathe every day.
One way to make Paris upset is by pushing the wrong button. In Mexico City, she did not take kindly to my pressing 3 instead of 2 on the elevator at our hotel.
What the hell is going through your mind, Max? What floor do you think I live on?
I apologized. She rocked on.
Max, in this world of robotics and artificial intelligence, do you think you can afford to be pulling shit like that? Soon you'll be as disposable as my dog's diapers.
Your dog wears diapers? Paris, you really remind me of this woman I knew who I traveled with through Latin America. Let's see. She was born in Iran, very tan, speaks 4 languages and is learning her 5th, has a slight fear of dogs and water.
Max, wait. I hope you haven't wasted the last 15 seconds of my life babbling about how I remind you of myself.
Don't be silly, Paris. Someone can't remind another person of that same person.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, who are you describing, then?
You, of course! You know, Paris, you remind me of someone I knew who didn't think before they spoke.
Ah, Max. You're driving me crazy!
That reminds me of...
Shut up!
As contrary as that last example may lead one to believe, Paris and I don't need to be both wearing Chuck Taylors in order to maturely converse. When we rap, we bring our A to Z game every time, just to cover all our bases.
What bases am I covering, Max? And more importantly, who gave you license to employ such a painful cliché in writing about me?
Paris, I was saying that you and I are capable of more than just miscommunication and argument.
Well, that's where you went wrong, wasn't it, Max? How about this for communication? The next time you write about me covering some base, take the paper you're using, crumple it up, and choke on it!
Paris gave me 110% of her anger on that one.